Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2027 conference call hosted by GEM Aromatics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar IR. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I, Akhilesh Gandhi, on behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to the GEM Aromatics Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the first quarter ended on June 30, 2026. Today, we have with us senior management team of GEM Aromatics Limited, Mr. Yash Parekh, he's the Managing Director and CEO. With him, we have Mr. Aditya Shah, he's from the CEO's office. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's belief of opinions and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect development that occur after the statement is made. Document related to company's financial performance, including press release and investor presentation, has already been uploaded on the stock exchange. With that, now I invite Mr. Yash to share his opening remarks on the company's performance for the first quarter. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to GEM Aromatics earnings conference call for the first quarter of FY 2027. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders for joining us today and for your continued trust and support. Q1 FY 2027 witnessed YoY growth in revenue from operations, reflecting continued progress in the underlying business. At the same time, Q1 is seasonally a softer quarter and should be viewed in that context. During the quarter, our clove business was impacted by floods in Madagascar, from where we source raw materials, which affected raw material availability and pricing as well as sales. A key focus during the quarter was the continued progress at our Dahej facility under Crystal Ingredients Private Limited. The facility is moving into the next phase of operations, with the focus now on strengthening core customer engagement and expanding commercial opportunities across the newer product categories. Over the past years, we have made significant investments in expanding our manufacturing and product capabilities. A key part of our long-term strategy is to reduce our dependence on the traditional mint portfolio and build a more balanced mix across non-mint and higher value specialty products. Innovation and R&D remain important enablers of this strategy. With the continued focus on process, innovation, product customization, and development of higher value specialty molecules, our multipurpose manufacturing platform at Dahej also provides flexibility to respond to evolving customer requirements across different specialty chemistries, supporting our ability to build a broader specialty product portfolio. In addition to this, we have also had a strong R&D pipeline of new aroma chemicals product that are ready, and many of them have been executed and are in different stages of execution. We are now continuing to strengthen our international presence the company has approved the incorporation of a Brazil subsidiary, representing another step towards expanding our distribution reach in Latin America and creating a dedicated platform for our essential oils, aromatic chemicals and specialty chemicals. Overall, we remain focused on disciplined execution, strengthening the capabilities built over the past few years. As we progress through the next phase of our expansion, our focus will remain on building a more diversified business, deepening the customer relationships, and creating a sustainable long-term value. With that, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Adit Shah from the CFO office for a detailed discussion of the financial performance for the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. I will now take you through the financial performance for the first quarter of FY27. Revenue from operations for the quarter stood at 83 crores on a standalone basis, compared to 76 crores in Q1 FY26. On a consolidated basis, the revenue stood at 99 crores compared to 88 crores in Q1 FY26. The revenue performance was supported by improving business activity, while Q1 is a seasonally softer quarter. Moving to profitability, on a standalone basis, gross profit stood at 14.7 crores, at a gross margin of 17.7%, while EBITDA stood at 8.5 crores with an EBITDA margin of 10.3%. On consolidated basis, gross profit stood at 16.5 crores with a gross margin of 16.7%, while EBITDA stood at 3.3 crores with an EBITDA margin of 3.3%. The gross margin and EBITDA margin performance during the quarter were impacted primarily by the product mix along with a higher raw material cost in the club business following the supply disruption in Madagascar. In addition, the new plant carried a higher operating cost base while the newer product verticals are still progressing through their commercialization cycle and have not yet reached their full revenue potential. Moving to profitability, standalone PAT stood at 7.3 crores during the quarter, while on a consolidated basis, the company reported a loss of 7.9 crores. Standalone cash PAT stood at 8.9 crores during the quarter, while consolidated cash PAT stood at 1.3 crores. The consolidated bottom line was further impacted by a higher depreciation of 9.1 crores following the capitalization of a substantial portion of the Dahej facility. Of the total planned capex of approximately 270 crores, nearly 265 crores has already been incurred and substantially capitalized. With this, I will now take you through the key operational updates for the quarter. Coming to Crystal Ingredients Private Limited, our wholly owned subsidiary, the Dahej facility continues the progress through its commercialization phase, while the customer engagement and product qualification activities advancing across the newer product categories. I'll just walk you through them. Starting with Safranal, commercial production has commenced and the business is progressing through customer approval phase and commercialization. Revenue contribution through this vertical is expected towards the end of Q2 FY27 with a more meaningful contribution from Q3 FY27 as the commercial supply scale up. On cooling agents, production of GemCool 3, GemCool 5 and GemCool 23 has commenced. Customer audits have been successfully completed and initial orders have been secured, with order flow expected to increase. The company expects the business to make a meaningful contribution from Q3 FY27 as customer qualifications and recurring commercial supply scales up. Coming to phenol derivatives, trial production is expected to commence towards the end of Q2 FY27. Followed by product approvals and quality related processes. Commercial production is targeted during Q3 FY27, subject to completion of the required approvals and quality processes, with meaningful revenue contribution expected from Q4 FY27. The company continues to monitor raw material availability and pricing while aligning its production plans accordingly. Overall, the focus at Crystal remains on successful customer qualifications, building recurring commercial supplies, and progressively scaling the new product verticals as they move through their respective commercial cycles. Looking ahead, we expect the business to progress through a gradual improvement phase as the newer product verticals scale up and contribute more meaningfully. Our near-term priorities remain focused on improving capacity utilization, strengthening customer relationships, and enhancing operational efficiencies across the business. We will continue to build our core business while increasing our presence across non-mint and higher value specialty products. With the manufacturing and product capabilities established over the past few years, our focus now is on disciplined execution and progressive scale-up. As utilization and the newer businesses gain traction, we expect operating leverage to increasingly support margins and profitability over the medium term. We remain committed to sustainable growth and long-term value creation for our stakeholders. With that, we would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Varun Shivram with Choice Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, like, generally in Q1, like, we have recorded a growth despite a seasonally weak quarter. Could you, like, let me know which are the, like, current where we are seeing demand in core business and the geographies where do we see the growth?
Sure. Thank you. So the demand remains as strong and back to normal levels. Although Q1, as you rightly mentioned, historically has been a softer quarter always. And that's primarily because the larger mint vertical also starts around May and June. We effectively are seeing a situation where the demand from the Western Hemisphere, which is largely US and Latin America, is ramping up. And effectively, we are going to be having that deal flow along with the new seasonality of the products that are coming up. Those numbers reflecting in Q2 and Q3 for those exports.
Okay, sure. And can you guide me on, like, the current environment of the core business and how do you see it evolving going further?
So, again, the business is split into multiple different verticals. So I can kind of walk you through the major verticals of the Crystal Ingredients largely that we are having, such as we are having the cooling agents, the citral vertical, which is largely driven by safranal, and the phenol derivatives. So starting with cooling agents, the customer audits completed and initial orders are secured with meaningful revenue contribution, which is expected towards Q3 FY27. And this is a product that is largely used in oral care and in the confectionery and the specialty flavor segment. So there is a stability testing period. And so customers, when they approve the product, they effectively go through a longer, they start with smaller batches first. They see the stability at their side, and then they effectively come back to us with larger orders. So that's for cooling agents. For the citral and the safranal-based derivatives, at this stage, the production and the revenue contribution will start in a meaningful way by Q2 FY27. and far more meaningful orders will come through by Q3 FY27. Again, the product has been successfully approved by multiple customers, and we are hoping of a strong traction in the citral vertical as well. As far as the phenol derivatives segment is concerned, the trial productions are expected to start by end of Q2 FY27, followed by the approvals in the quality process. Commercial production will start from a standpoint of generating revenue in the export market by Q3 FY27, and with more meaningful revenue contribution coming through by Q4 FY27.
Okay. Thank you. Understood. So coming to the crystal ingredients and the Dahej facility, could you update us on the progress made during the quarter and across the new product categories and the key milestones that we have achieved so far?
Hi. So actually, the products that were just mentioned, the cooling agents, Safranal, phenol, they were our crystal products itself. So the update that Yash just gave was on these products. Products are crystal products itself, and the updates on them itself were given. You want to talk about cooling agents now and make that?
Sure. And regarding the GEM portfolio, which is largely driven by clove and mint, so in the clove segment specifically, we had a situation where in the first quarter, which is around March and April, there was a major cyclone resulting into a flood-like situation in the cultivation areas in Madagascar, as a result of which the incoming raw material shipments were significantly delayed because even their port in Thomasina was shut down, I believe, for a period of close to 30 days. And therefore, there was a complete slowdown of the incoming RM on that one perspective. But I believe from May onwards, that has come on stream. And though there are shipping challenges across the board, we are seeing incoming material now. And as far as the mint segment is concerned, as mentioned earlier, we are having the harvest season in the months of May through July, largely. And we had the harvest for mint, and now we are seeing the order flow coming in largely from on the export front, and those shipments are going through.
Okay. That was quite helpful. So just wanted to understand, what are the key operational milestones that remain before this business will move into more consistent volume phase?
Sure. So the key operational milestones is largely by the customer approvals in place that we effectively need to get, right? So these customers are large multinational companies that are operating in the oral care, the confectionery space, the FMCG space. And it's a long we have to get our products approved there. B, they start with smaller trial orders first just to make sure that we are completely set in their system, the stability is very well checked out. And then effectively, they go in for the larger orders. So we are seeing those meaningful contributions to start off with Q3 and Q4 from these large companies. And for cooling agents, for example, we have already been approved by the world's two largest companies for consuming that product.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Rushabh Dugad with Finnovative Financials. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions around the new verticals and the margin trajectory. So on phenol derivatives, trial production is expected towards the end of Q2 FY27, followed by the required approval and the quality processes. Could you take us through the remaining milestones and the current timeline towards the commercial production?
This is specifically for the phenol segment?
Yes, for the phenol segment.
Yes. So for the phenol segment, effectively, we are having the trial production start off with at the end of Q2. And then by Q3 and Q4 is when by pretty much Q4 is when you start meaningful revenue start coming in. We have had our our pilot batches as well as those batches approved. The customers largely want to see the actual plant level trials. We are in fairly advanced stages. So the playbook is reasonably simple. While we are targeting the end customers who are really the large MNCs who will be directly using this ingredient in their products, there is again a sizable market which is available through traders and distributors in different geographies who pretty much are going to be faster to go ahead and approve the product and start consuming it in their networks. So that is how we are trying to build up our order book of knowledge.
Okay. So the given the qualification cycle involved in this category, should we expect the revenue contribution to build progressively once the production begins, with more meaningful contribution coming towards Q4 or like FY28?
That's correct. That's okay. Correct.
Okay. Okay. So, looking at a newer vertical together, once they move through their respective approval and the qualification process, how should investors think about the overall pace of a revenue ramp up across their business?
FY27, more like a ramp up year where, one by one we'll be starting off each vertical. Now, as all of the verticals, of course, will commence this year. However, through FY28, as the year starts, they will meaningfully ramp up and, we'll see a significant bit of revenue coming through the next financial year. Right now, of course, we have commercialized, we have gotten initial orders, but a meaningful ramp up will, of course, happen in the next at the start of the next financial year.
Okay, understood. So it would be fair to say or expect that a contribution to build progressively through FY27 with a more meaningful benefit in this expanding platform emerge to the FY28?
Yes, of course. So as the quarters go by, the revenue from each of the verticals that have commenced will gradually increase. And of course, as a meaningful contribution, yes, through 28, you will see a large chunk of the volumes coming through.
Okay. So coming to the margin part, so gross margin and the EBITDA margins were under pressure during this quarter. With the product mix higher raw material cost and the operating cost based of the new facility being a key factor, as the business progresses, what do you see as the key driver for a margin recovery?
So the production ramp up is a key driver, and as we go more and more into value added products across those value chains, plus we have a multi-purpose plant that has been established as well as a strong and robust pipeline of products developed which are specialty in nature and focused upon aroma chemicals largely that are ready to be executed. And we have effectively already started working on a number of those product approvals with multiple customers. So net-net, this will certainly have a major impact as we go more and more into value-added products and ramp up the production.
Okay, understood. I have one more follow-up question regarding this. So in a medium term, how do you see the balance between the product mix and the operating leverage contributing to the improvement in margin?
So the contribution, so you're looking for a bifurcation in terms of revenue, right?
Right.
Right. So see, for FY27, we don't want to guide for that. But of course, through 28, Crystal will be, say, more than 50% of the Crystal products will be more than 50% of the overall revenue.
Okay. Any ballpark figure for FY27?
I'm sorry, could you just repeat your question?
Any ballpark number for FY27 in a margin?
See, the we don't want to comment on that as of yet. We'll just, as the year goes by, we'll be in a better place to, guide on both the revenue and the margins for FY27.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and very all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Dhruv Shah with JJ Holdings. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir.
So I wanted to understand about the profitability trajectory. So the consolidated business reported a loss during the quarter, while the depreciation has also increased following the capitalization of Dahej. So how should the investors think about the path towards sustainable consolidated profitability from here?
Yeah, so I think the answer lies in the commercialization of the new products as discussed. You know, currently it's we're just facing a timing mismatch, you know, where the costs of the new facility, the depreciation, interest, manpower costs, they are all, you know, kicked in to the current financials due to the standby capacity, which has already kicked in. But however, the revenue from the higher margin product mix, which is yet to come from our crystal unit, has not come in yet in our current financials. So as you see the revenue of those products coming in, you will see an increase in terms of the profitability. So it's just a commencement, it's just a function of the commencement and ramp up of our new products.
Okay, so how would that on the cash flow side, how would crystal how are we expecting the working capital and cash generation profile of the business to evolve?
Yeah, so see the working capital cycle, you know, crystal being more towards, you know, synthetic products where we don't need to hold inventory, inventory for a large number of days, the working capital cycle will definitely be lower than the traditional gem business. So, in addition to that, we are also, you know, availing the factoring services, which will reduce our debtor days. So the working capital cycle for crystal should be much lower than, you know, the gem business currently.
Okay, got it. And sir, I have one last question.
Yeah.
So, finally, given the current state of the capacity ramp up, how should investors think about the company's growth trajectory towards FY 2027 and FY 2028?
So again, as we mentioned, FY 2027, we don't want to guide. It's purely a ramp-up year where we are completely focused on, you know, commercializing each of the verticals. And we'll give a better guidance. We want to be more accurate with our guidance. So as the year passes, we'll give a more stronger guidance towards the year as towards the end of the calendar year for the next year as well.
Okay. So can you just tell, highlighting what can be the two or three key milestones over the next few quarters that will give you greater confidence towards the FY 2028 trajectory?
So as Yash mentioned, right, the customer approvals, we're going towards that. Our products are ramping up, and we have received that initial approvals from several customers. And as we keep getting these approvals and selling our products, so you should just focus on that. The key milestones about our customer, our products being approved via various customers.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Participants, in the interest of time and fairness to others, please restrict yourselves to two questions. For any more questions, you may rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Rupesh Tatiya with Longevity Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Hi, Yash. Hi, Ajit. So first question is, I think the easiest ramp up we are looking at was eugenol and eugenol derivatives, where I think we were expecting significant growth this year. With this Madagascar flooding issue and supply chain issue, do you see that ramp up now is delayed materially?
So it did have some impact right at the beginning of the year. However, we have been able to overcome that. Luckily, the ports have opened up and the material is flowing through. And we certainly see a fairly strong ramp up in demand side from the export market. As a result of which, by the year end, we should be fairly close to our expected numbers in terms of what we have planned for.
Okay. And just a follow-up on the eugenol, what any sense on the uprooting of the trees, Yash? Because my understanding is once the trees are uprooted, it takes maybe 10 years for the trees to come back. And with that context, do you see, you know, structurally tighter margin and then hence, you know, higher realization, higher margin in eugenol and eugenol derivatives?
So luckily, we are fairly diversified also in our sourcing from East Africa with Madagascar and different regions of Madagascar also producing this crop. So once a clove tree is out, it doesn't take up to 10 years, but may take a little bit shorter time depending on the weather conditions, about 2 to 3 years, because we are effectively getting it out from the leaves, right? So it's a couple of years until the leaves come up, and then effectively you can start extracting the oil from the leaves and the stems. Now, coming back to your original question, we see that the production has not been impacted. Luckily, the trees are still there. They are giving. Plus, it's also there in different regions of Madagascar that we can effectively source it from. So from a standpoint of long-term availability of the crude material, we don't foresee a major structural challenge. The ports not being open for about a month actually created a major backlog and compounded its impact. And I believe that has been resolved now. Now, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that is good to hear. The second question is on cooling agents. So I think I heard that you got an approval from second customer also. So congratulations on that also. So when does the second customer commercial supplies to second customer start? And then with these two customers, can we expect, let's say, 25% kind of capacity utilization on 500 tons capacity this year?
We should be fairly close to those numbers. And we believe by Q3 and Q4, we should be expecting those revenues to come in because these are export products. And right now, shipping challenges, as has been well documented across a variety of platforms, are a major concern, especially to the Western Hemisphere. But we believe a large part of that number should start showing up by Q3 and Q4.
Any, I mean, you can use the end.
Sorry, Rupesh, I would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sahil Goel with Equinox Capital Venture. Please go ahead.
Yep. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Sir, my question is on, you said the meaningful revenue from GenCool 3, 5, and 23 will come by Q3 FY27, and you have secured some orders. So can you quantify the orders?
So we're not disclosing the order values as of. So we're not disclosing the order values, but
Okay.
As the quarter passes, we give you clarity. We're not disclosing any order values or customer names as of now.
Okay, sir. And so my second question is, there are upcoming products and new products which got approval. Then these are the margin, these products have the higher margin than previous existing products.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we develop new products, so how we're looking at it is each new product that's coming in, we want it to be like more margin accretive than our existing products. So
Yeah.
if you, yeah.
There are some products under approval phase. So how many products are those which are under approval?
So we actually have a large pipeline. I think Yashji can talk about it.
Sure. So then the whole idea is to keep continuing. It's a multipurpose plant. There are value-added products that we have made in terms of our entire capacity. And we've started producing those products. They are in different stages of approvals. So by Q3 and Q4, you would start seeing this kind of value-added specialty revenue coming in.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Omkar Dandekar with 3A Capital Service. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible. Hello.
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on restocking side. Management was positive on restocking side due to tariff relief in Q4 FY26, and there were expectations that Q1 FY27 will reflect that growth. You view on that, and can you share your insights if you are in talks with your end customers?
Could you please repeat the question? It was not very clear to us.
Okay. Management was very positive on restocking side due to tariff relief in Q4 FY26, and there were expectations that Q1 FY27 will reflect that growth. So, but the growth was average. Your views on that, and can you share your insights if you are in talks with your end customer?
So, in Q1, we were expected to, as the months of May and June are largely the harvest season for mint, plus compounded with the delays in Madagascar for the clove shipments that we've already discussed, it created a ripple effect, and that was further compounded by the shipping challenges out of India. So we are seeing the exports that have actually happened in the months of May and June, but effectively we could not account for them because they have not reached their final destination. So we will see that rollover happening effectively once they reach their final destinations. Some of them already have in July and August and some will, and we will see that come through. Now in terms of the customers, yes, we see the demand coming back for the core products as well as the newer products, largely in our export market.
Okay, and on the currency side, as our currency is depreciated much, do we see any competitive advantage compared to other countries in pricing, which can boost our export sales?
So, at this stage, there are a variety of products that we engage with. Some are from a standpoint of pure play Indian origin, such as mint, but some are effectively import, complete processing in India like clove, and then exporting again. The same goes with phenol segment and the other segments such as citral and the cooling agents as well. So in a way, it is not really a tactical advantage, nor is it a disadvantage for us, because we import. We hedge our foreign contracts in terms of what the export realization is, and then we subsequently export.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for your questions and for the engaging discussion. To summarize, we remain focused on navigating the near-term operating challenges while progressing the commercialization of our newer product verticals. We are entering an important phase of progressive scale-up with emphasis on improving utilization, strengthening our product portfolio, and deepening customer relations across our markets. We remain committed to disciplined execution, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for our stakeholders. Thank you once again for joining us today. We appreciate your continued trust and support, and we look forward to updating you on our progress in the coming quarters. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GEM Aromatics Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.